Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Play of the Morning Show. Brock
a Hunter. Stroke or something?
I guess it's, well, I thought the song faded out a little bit more, but no, I was like, no, we're done. Song's over.
Sound like a moron.
Forget it. Anyway, it's Brock, it's Hunter, it's the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, happy Monday. We got to keep things moving here. It's time for your morning dump,
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. All right, so we all know the classic viral video, Charlie bit my finger. Charlie bit my finger. Charlie bit my finger. No, anyway, now they're selling it, or it did sell, as an NFT for $760,000.
Wow.
Okay.
Which, honestly, I thought it was going to go for more. I'm going to be honest with you on that one.
It's pretty good for a video of that age that everyone has seen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So a few days ago, I read that they took this video down from YouTube, which had just an astronomical amount of views. Yeah. It was like the original massive video on YouTube or the internet, you know, the explosion of viral videos.
Yep.
And fun fact about Charlie and Bit My Finger. Do you want to do the bit first?
Charlie bit my finger. Not Charlie. No, tell us your fun fact.
So popular. This video is so popular. When America raided Osama bin Laden in that house, when they got to the top floor where Osama was, you know what was on his laptop? Take a guess, Brock. What was on his laptop?
Charlie.
Bit my what?
Yeah. Yep.
You know that video was huge when...
Yeah.
I'm just saying that was a pretty random fact, I mean, but I read that the other day. I was like,
everybody
really?
Has seen that. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's someone. My dad doesn't even have a smartphone, and I guarantee he's seen Charlie bit my finger.
He could tell you about Charlie.
Charlie! Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so that NFT thing, which still doesn't make sense to me now, what these new non-fungible tokens, which is just data that people now spend ridiculous amounts of money on. I mean, I don't get it, but that's the world we live in now. That's the world we live in now, so... Charlie. Lastly, earlier this month, beginning of this year, scientists were already talking about how we're going to have literally billions of cicadas. It happens every 14 years. The world is overtaken by these big-ass, noisy-ass bugs,
terrifying.
All right?
Terrifying.
So they're coming. But a poll earlier this month found that 1 in 4 Americans say they would try cicadas as a food. And believe it or not, there is a restaurant that's already added it to their menu. It's a Mexican place in Virginia, and they've done cicada tacos. Now, it's not that they're just throwing cicadas into a shell. They boil them, bake them, and then pluck the legs and wings off, and then they saute them in garlic and top it with a bunch of other stuff. So, still not enough for me.
Come on. Did you say 1 in 4?
1 in 4 American, which, you know what? BS. Everyone says that until I wish they would have done that poll and said, hey, would you eat a cicada?
Okay, here's one right
and
here.
And then here's one. Prove it. Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
Right,
keep walking, idiot.
1 in 4. Get out of here with that 1 in 4 nonsense. You know what? You people out there, yeah, I'll try a cicada. Have you seen a cicada?
Dude, straight from hell.
I had one land on my back, and I thought somebody threw a baseball at me. I'm serious. Terrifying.
Yeah, they're big-ass bugs. I don't think people, because they only come around every 14 years, so we forget how big and horrifying they are. Like, for example, if you were driving down the road on a motorcycle and a cicada hit you in the face, your head's gone, man. Pink mist.
You're gone.
Pink mist.
What happened to that guy's head? Oh, you got hit by a cicada.
Yeah,
pink.
Right there. Yeah.
Pink mist, dude.
Right there.
Here's another answer for you. Yeah. They use them as a challenge and fear factor.
Yeah, yeah.
That should tell you right there, I'm not going to eat that thing.
Believe it or not, Hunter, we actually did get audio. Someone was able to interview a cicada about the current food trend with cicadas. So here's the cicada. It's very good audio, believe
it
or
legit,
not.
Right?
It's a legit cicada interview.
Man, this is some bullshit. I've been stuck in the ground for 14 years, and now when I come out, y'all are eating us? How'd you like to be stuck in the dirt for 14 years, and when you come out just to get laid, everyone decides that I eat you? And what in the f*** are you doing eating bugs, man? Last time I checked, you guys still got things like Big Macs and chicken tenders up there. But no, let's throw a poor old cicada onto a taco because it's trendy and cool.
That was a real cicada, believe it or not, right there. Look, they're not all.
Where'd you interview him at?
It wasn't me. Some other guy. It was some other guys. Look, they're not all going to be winners, folks, okay? All right. Not everything we do here is a knock out of the park. All right, there you go.
That was you, wasn't it?
That was a cicada. I don't know how many times I can tell you. It was a real cicada. It was a real cicada. All right, so what do we got? We got Charlie and why do I turn into Fred Flintstone? Charlie bit my finger.
Bonnie.
And then we got people eating cicadas. That is your morning dump. We'll be back with more.